Good morning, Pharmacy Podcast listeners. This is Ken Sternfeld for the Daily Dose. It is Monday, January 7, 2019. Coming off the first weekend of 2019, I hope everyone had a wonderful, wonderful weekend as we get back to work on our Mondays. I had a great weekend because I focused on the newness in my life. You know, there's always, when you think about your life, you can think about what's gone on in the past. But this is a time of year for me that I look at what's going on in the future. I look at the newness and the things that have been added to my life that I know I can really move forward with in a positive, forward-thinking idea. Well, a couple of new things in my life. Of course, I always talk about family first. My granddaughter, Leia, a beautiful new addition to our family. And over the weekend, I got a chance to feed her oatmeal. She is now taking solid foods. And I wanted to be there to see that process and to be a part of that process. And it reminded me about something that occurred a couple of years ago, actually, maybe 4 or 5 years ago. There's a place down in Florida called Jackson's, which is an old ice cream place. And they actually have this wonderful approach. It's like candy store in the front. You know, it's your old community candy store, your soda shop, your ice cream shop. And it reminded me about how the community pharmacy is kind of like that old style, you know, ice cream shop. But we're trying to be the pharmacy in an area where new, large, big box retailers are coming up on every corner. So I think about, well, who's new in the neighborhood? And, you know, last Monday night was New Year's Eve, and you always have the opportunity to stay up and watch the ball drop. And when I was watching TV, because it's harder for me to stay up late than it used to be, I saw the new kids on the block. Donnie Wahlberg is like 49 years old. New kids on the block are 35 years old. This goes back to the 60s when my girls were growing up. And it just makes you think about who is new on your block as a pharmacy. You know, how are you going to deal with and differentiate yourself from the competition? So, you know, 35 years, I have many friends who are independent pharmacy owners who've been in business since they graduated back in the 60s and 70s and 80s. And these individuals are challenged on how they can differentiate themselves. So when you think about new kids on the block, think about what you can do that they can't do. And I believe it's collaborating with the community and collaborating with the community physicians. Because when I started at CVS, they came in one day, the supervisor, they had a whole department of outreach where they would come in with this little box and it had Band-Aids in it and notepads. And they wanted you, on me as the manager, to go out to the physicians and talk about how great CVS was and their community, and how they would be there to serve them and give them a little bit of a hand sanitizers and all this branded stuff from CVS. And they told us that they expected us to do that, that that was part of our responsibility as a manager. I did it, actually. And I actually enjoyed it, not because we were giving them stuff that they didn't need, but it was allowed me to put a face on the name on a phone. If it was Susan at the office or Barbara or anybody else, they knew who the pharmacist was. So I believe that for the survival of the independent pharmacy owners, they need to put their face in front of those physicians. They need to get out there and show them that they're there in the community to help. It's more than a phone call to ask for a prior authorization and to tell them that you have free delivery. It's about showing them that you care and showing them that you are right there in the community and have been for decades. It's not just that they put up a big retail store that's open 24 hours a day with drive-through windows. That's not what pharmacy in the community needs. Pharmacy in the community needs the pharmacist to be there and to communicate and collaborate and reach and outreach. So 2019, where it's something old, but something new should be community outreach. And we're going to develop programs here on the Pharmacy Podcast Network and RxVIP to allow you to do that. And It's not just volunteering your time or wasting time. We'll show you how these outreach programs can generate revenue for you and make money for you and advance your business and advance your position as the healthcare experts in the communities that you live in, that you work in, and that you've been there for since New Kids on the Block, before New Kids on the Block, like the CVS's and the Walgreens and the Rite Aids came a-calling. You were there. And you need to stay there and be there by differentiating yourself. So this is Ken Sternfeld for The Daily Dose on Monday, January 7th, and we will talk to you later on in the week.